When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show, and welcome to another edition of Relationship Advice. I am going to do an episode, where I more so talk on dating, but I feel like, with these episodes, it's just like, you know, we're already straying into the relationship, but with the dating advice episodes, it's going to be more so the beginning stages of getting into a relationship. Yeah, I think everybody knows what dating is, but at some point in time, I will do a dating advice episode. But now, let me go ahead, get this episode out the way, get it out my system, starting off with the first story being read off of the Reddit subreddit page, relationship advice. First one: my fiance and I haven't had sex or done anything remotely sexual in 8.5 of the 9 years that we've been together. Is this strange? I wouldn't say that it's strange. The thing is this. I feel like the relationship is good to where you guys ain't, not saying that like you guys gotta do that in order for the relationship to be good, but I'm like, obviously there's, you know, other things that you guys are doing that's occupying each other's time. I'm saying you guys been together for that long, and you haven't done any, you know, thing to that extent. Yeah, I think that the relationship is, in my words, and I guess I could be wording it wrong, but I feel like the relationship is a solid relationship to where y'all ain't gotta be, you know, doing that on a regular basis. Like, you know, yeah, there are some people out there that be doing that on a regular basis, but no, I feel that, you know, the relationship, it's solid. You know, it's like, it's stuff like that, that it's probably even crossed the fiance's mind, but yeah, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's something where you guys, y'all are chilling. So it's I guess, good. I don't know. But it, anyways, but I mean, yeah, it's something where I'm all like, I don't know. Me personally, I don't think I would, you know, run to Reddit about it. I think I would bring that up to my fiance. And I'd be like, hey, have you noticed something about this relationship? Like, it's something where I'm like, I don't know. Or maybe they got love for you, but I guess how things is done behind closed doors, they might not, it might be a situation where somebody might not be good at it and stuff. So yeah, I think that's something where I'm all like, you know, kind of test the waters around that subject, and then you know, when business is being handled, you know, see if everything is good. But yeah, then if it's not, then I'm like, okay, then that's why it's been 8.5, 9 years and stuff. Cause yeah, you know, you guys, that ain't really your thing, you know? So, but anyways, next one: my girlfriend is upset at me because I asked if she was a homewrecker. Why would you ask your girlfriend a question like that? That don't even make no sense. That's something where I'm like, you know, that's something where it's like, if he's expecting to be like, you know, people to be on his side, I'm like, why would you even call? What conversation? Because my thing is like, if she's telling me like, oh yeah, there was a time where I was dating this guy, but he lied and said that, you know, he wasn't in a relationship. Turns out this man was married and all this other stuff. I'm like, oh dang, that is very unfortunate. But that's I feel like that still isn't even a reason to call your significant other a homewrecker. Like, That's silly. Let's read this. Let's see what the guy says. But so anyways, he goes on and say, my girlfriend said she has something to tell me and wanted to talk in a quiet spot. We are currently overseas on holiday. She then proceeded to tell me a lady showed up to her work asking for my girlfriend because the lady's partner, who my girlfriend works with, has gone on 4 dates with my girlfriend and the partner hasn't come home after two of them. What? two of, anyways, moving on. I trust my girlfriend. She's loyal and hasn't been on dates with the guy. The guy has been helping her and her family on some construction work around their house. And house such as fixing the water mains when they were leaking. I know my girlfriend didn't cheat on me and isn't a homewrecker because I trust her. But I was quite shocked when she told me, as I got cheated on in my previous relationship, I blurted out, "Are you a homewrecker?" This was intended to be more of a joke and not an accusation. Immediately after, she smacked me on the shoulder and got visibly upset. I also felt upset because she smacked me out of anger. Now she has walked off and said she will meet me at the hotel. We are currently on holiday and will be leaving in a few hours and fly back to our home. Yeah, that's something where it's like, you know, you need to explain to her, like, I was just joking, you know. But at the same time, it's like, in a conversation like that, yeah, that's something where it's just, you know, you don't say no things like that. There's just certain things you just don't say to your significant other, and that's one of them, you know, because in their head, they're thinking like, oh my God, I just could have possibly ruined the relationship, and then you yelling out some stuff like that. Yeah, it's like, how do you expect them to react? You know, it's like, yeah, maybe she shouldn't smack you on the shoulder, but at the same time, it's like, bro, you shouldn't be out here saying no things like that. So anyways, so then he goes on to say, I tried to explain that I do support and trust her, and I'm not sure why I blurted out that question. I am also trying to let her know I was upset from the smack and she wasn't listening. As she said, I was making it all about me because I'm not understanding how she feels about the whole situation, since she could even lose her job and I was accusing her of being a homewrecker. I need some advice on how to navigate all of this. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you just don't call your significant other certain names. Where, especially if, like, the names has something to do with the conversation that you're having. Like, yeah, that's something where it's just, there's just certain things you just don't say and do in a relationship. And that's one of them. You just don't do that and stuff. Because, like, if you don't make it look like you're joking or something, like, if you don't do no laugh, if you don't do no, yeah, then she's gonna be thinking you being dead serious. So I imagine he probably was being serious. Like, you ain't gonna be like, you know, somebody's joking around. They obviously ain't gonna be laugh. Some people might, but me, on the other hand, I feel like I would laugh about some stuff. But yeah, with a situation like this, I'm like, nah, bro. That's just no. You don't say no stuff like that. So then he provided an update. He said, didn't expect to gain so much attention. I just wanted to reword a phrase in my first paragraph. The lady went into my girlfriend's office to accuse her of going on 4 dates with my... Okay, yeah, because I was like, there was a part. I was like, huh? What? And so, but anyways, then he was like, also, I have been in a relationship with my girlfriend for 2 years, and she lives at home with her mom and brother. Her mom doesn't let her stay over at anyone's house unless my girlfriend is going on road... Oh, okay. I was like, I just had to, I'm telling you, man, this guy's sentences, it'd be throwing me off. But road trip, traveling overseas. I was also cheating on my previous relationship. So when I blurted out, are you a homewrecker, was a bit of a nervousness, joking, apprehension. My girlfriend got upset with me because to her, the tone in my voice was accusing her when I asked it. Yeah, saying it's like, you know, if you're gonna be making a joke, you gotta make it the joke clear. But it's like, fam, yeah, it's stuff like that where, yeah, you know, you just gotta be careful with what you say to people. It's like, that's honestly best advice I can give out, is to be careful with what you say to people. But do not call your GF a home wrecker. Best advice is, like, be careful with what you say to people and stuff, because, yeah, you don't know how they're going to react to those types of things. That's why I'm like, with me, I just, you know, some stuff goes down, I hold my tongue. If people ask for my opinion, I give out an opinion. But yeah, I'm like, if the person don't really know your sense of humor, and that was probably one of his first few times doing that to that girl. But if people don't know your sense of humor, then they're going to obviously, yeah, be surprised when they see it for the first time. And it's like, it'd be in a bad situation. So Yeah, bro, you brought that on yourself. But anyways, next one. My boyfriend of 1 year jokingly told me that he wants to be a F-boy. Did I overreact by blocking him? Yeah, I would say so. You know, like, if he made it is like, you know, clear that he was joking around and stuff, then yeah, you know, because I feel like that's something that I would joke around with. But the thing is this, I know I don't have that mental, you know, state to be doing no F-boy type stuff and things. No, I don't. And I'm all like, and that's something that I would expect my girlfriend to know. Like, you know me. You know that I am not that type of guy. I feel like them types of guys, they got like a vibe about them. I don't push off that vibe, nor have I ever, like, made it seem that I pushed off that vibe. So, yeah, that's something where I'm like, I think it's somewhere I'm like, I think by blocking, yeah, you overreacted just a tad, you know. But, yeah, that's something where I'm like, yeah, it's like, I say this in all my episodes, communication is key. Talk with them about that type of stuff. Let them know, like, hey, don't joke around like that no more. Because that's something where I'm all like, you know, if you got your reasons for a person not joking around with stuff like that, then you have your reasons. But, yeah, it's one of those things where I'm all like, you know, it's just a tad. You know, you might have overreacted a little bit. But, anyways, next one. I need there to be less topping. How do I do that without hurting or embarrassing? What? I don't know what that means. Anyways, next one. My husband doesn't want to write me on the deed. Yeah, that's a little bit of a trust issue, you know, and especially if you guys are married. I'm like, nah, my thing is this. That's why I would ask that question. Are you financially stable? Because he's probably looking at it all like, I don't want it to be a situation where you're not financially stable. Some stuff goes down. Next thing you know, we're losing the house. Yeah, so I guess, like, you know, if you're not financially stable, then I, you know, can partially understand why. But that's something where it's like, I feel like, yeah, with marriage, it's like, you know, you kind of sign up to, like, be a, you know, like a tag team almost. So that's something where I'm all like, I wouldn't trip over no stuff like that. But I definitely would have it where it's like, you know, hey, before, you know, we do this, we gotta get you right and stuff, because I don't want us to be in a situation where we end up losing the house and things. So yeah, I just think that that's something where it's all like, you know, you guys gotta, you know, work together on. So they was like, but yeah, they did say that they bought the house together. So I'm like, if you put money down on that house, then no. If that's, now my thing is this, if you are financially stable and the husband don't want you to put your name down on the deed, then yeah, I'm like, fam, if you don't get up out my face, I'm like, nah, bro, you ain't gonna sit here and tell me. I put my money up on this house. I'm like, that's crazy. So, but anyways, next one. My boyfriend made some cruel comments about my new job. How can I make him see how upset I am? Yeah, let's read into this. So anyways, she goes on to say, so I have been with my boyfriend for years. In this time, in terms of my career, I quit teaching, underpaid over 4 years ago, underpaid overwork, and then moved to working for the government. Last August, my dad contracted sepsis and died suddenly. Dang, that's unfortunate, man. But anyways, moving on and stuff. I was very close to him, and this led to severe depression and me being forced to go onto sick pay from the government. I was still making $1,700 as my sick pay. My boyfriend has always mocked my career choices. He calls my degrees piece of paper, and that he could get a biro and write on a card, I think that's how you say that word, write on a card his name, and it could be worth as much as my degrees. Yeah, I definitely would check him on some stuff like that, where it's all like, you know, what you're not about to do is disrespect my career choices and the hard work that I went through, because, you know, it's people like that where I'm all like, you make a person not want to ever bring up stuff to you. Like, I know people like that, and it's things where I'm all like, I'll be wanting to talk to people about certain things, because I'm like, no, like, I more so can say, like, with content creating, that's where I more so relate to, like, that type of stuff, where it's like people, they just downplay and they think, oh, I'm sitting around having fun, but I'm like, I'm not. I'm actually working. I'm actually staying up long, you know, past the hours that a person should be staying up so I can work on content. Like, I'm out here, like, working. So I'm saying, when people, yeah, when they be, you know, doing stuff like that, I'm all like, hey, look, you know, if there's a day where I snap on you, or if I say some things that offend you, I'm just letting you know how I feel when you offend me, all right? So, yeah, that's something where I'm like, nah, definitely say some things to them where it's like, well, I didn't like you saying that. And then it makes them think like, okay, well, then stop disrespecting what I got going on because you don't like what I got going on and stuff. So, yeah, but anyways, so then she goes on to say, I have an undergraduate in psychology and a postgraduate in special needs education, as well as many CPD certificates and ICT courses. I don't even know. I know what some of those things are, but I'm like, fam, you cleaned up. You was putting up freaking LeBron James numbers in college. No, just shout out to this girl, man. I'm like, nah, that, but it's somewhere. I'm like, nah, the boyfriend, on the other hand, I'm like, what are you doing? That's what I would like to know. So, but anyways. So then she goes on to say, anyway, since I took so long off work to focus on my mental health and grief, rightfully so, we came to a mutual decision at work that due to the nature of my role in the government, that the government, they pay me my sick pay until I secure a new job. All glowing references. I was also paying $500 a month in before and after school clubs. My mom runs a sandwich breakfast cafe in the village where I grew up. She offered to help with childcare, and I'm working 5 days a week. I already feel insecure about this as I have taken a massive pay cut, but ultimately it works for myself, my son, and my mental health. Plus, I actually enjoy it. It was my first day yesterday. I was running the shop myself from today, and I got back to my boyfriend's flat. He immediately started mocking me, saying he can't wait to ring all his friends and tell them because it's so funny. That's crazy. That break up with that guy. I'm like, no, because that he's a guy where it's like, yeah, he just ain't got no respect for you and stuff. So break up with that guy. I'm like, that man, I'm like, he 35 years old, carrying on the way he's carrying on. I'm like, no, you just gotta leave him. So then she goes on to say, I guess another quote from him, you'll leave this job just like you have all the others. You won't even last. You can't do this. I immediately went quiet and walked off. We haven't spoke since. My boyfriend has been unemployed since. Fam, you're unemployed. You ain't even got a job. I'm all like, Craig had more of a job in Friday than you did. That's crazy. How is it that you're unemployed, bro? You have no job. That I'm saying, people literally look at you and like, he's incompetent. He can't work here. No, there's no way. That's crazy. That is such a plot twist. I'm over here thinking, no, this guy's probably like some rich, successful doctor. No, he's a rich, successful doctor in GTA RP. Like, that's crazy. I'm like, man, you know. That's one thing about it is that if you're unemployed, you have no place or business to be talking about another person's job. Even if you are employed, you still have no place or business to be talking about another person's job. That is crazy. So then she says that, and we've been living off my wage. He doesn't shower, doesn't get out of bed most days. He has jobs lined up because he drinks all weekend. He is too hungover come Monday morning to start. Anyway, needless to say, I went home with my son and absolutely sobbed my heart out. I've been through grief, financial struggle, childcare worries, all for my boyfriend to mock me when I finally get a job, which I want to add I am very proud of. He hasn't even texted me to apologize. How on earth do I make him see how low he's made me feel? So then she goes on to say, Edit, thank you for all the kind and probably deservedly harsh at times comments. To clarify, he's not my father's son. We do not live together. I've sent him a text filled with some excellent comments I found from some of you guys. Wish me luck. Yeah, I want to see maybe if she does like another edit or update. But break up with this guy. period. Because, yeah, that's crazy. That's some crazy stuff. For him to be that disrespectful and then he's unemployed on top of that, I'm like, yeah, that it's things like that where I'm all like, fam, do you not realize your current situation right now? You don't even have a job. So that, no, that's some stuff where I'm all like, if I'm doing content, like, you know, let's say I'm in this situation. I'm doing content creating. I meet somebody. I'm in love. Probably thinking about marrying this girl. But she constantly wants to roast me on my content creating, you know, career choices and stuff. Like, I'll be sitting down streaming and she comes in. She's all like, why do you do this? This is so stupid. Why can you not, like, go out and be a football player? Why can you not go out and do, like, get a more productive job or something? I'm all like, you're living off of me. Like, must I remind you that? Like, I'm literally your provider. I'm your caretaker. Because what are you doing right now? You don't even have a job. Oh, man, I'm telling you. I would say some things that probably would have where she would be on this relationship advice subreddit page talking about my content creating boyfriend just made me feel so low. I'm like, no, well, tell them what you had just said. Tell them, I got the video. So I'm saying it's stuff like that where I'm all like, no, don't be surprised if that person says some things that's equally disrespectful to you. But no, in a situation like that, where if you're talking to someone or in a relationship with someone and they're unemployed and then they want to talk on your career choices and stuff, and I've seen where people have done stuff like that, and it's like, fam, you don't even have a job. I'm like, Tommy off of Martin had more of a job than you. And we didn't even know what Tommy did, but Tommy made sure he had money. Rest in peace to Tommy. But anyways, yeah, that's crazy. For somebody to be unemployed and you talking about another person's career choices, I don't care. But the thing is this, because I know people probably like try to like question, you know, my loyalty, question my support and stuff. So let's say let's say, you know, girlfriend I don't have, but let's just say I'm in a relationship. My girlfriend, she comes home and she's a professional clown or something. That was the only job that was hiring. I'm like, my thing is this, I would make her see the light of it where I'm all like, hey, this is just something that we got to sit around and laugh about. But if I can visibly see that this is like destroying her, like this is really hurting her and stuff, I definitely will be supportive. I let her know. I'm all like, hey, if you need me to be there to support you, so be it. I'm like, I'm probably going to get a couple of laughs. But my thing is this, though, it wouldn't be no different if I was in a situation like this. I would want you to laugh at me. I'm all like, I'm saying though, but I'm all like, if you need my help, if you need me to be a professional clown with you, so be it. Let's be freaking Bonnie and Clyde, but the clown version. I don't care. I'm like, I got nothing but time. My thing is this. I'm like, the day when I get into a serious relationship, I don't care what that girl brings to the table. I want her to know how supportive I am. So that's something where I'm all like, I want her to know where it's all like, okay, this guy, he wants to marry me. He is showing me the most amount of support and all these other things. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't have her in no situation where it's like she's feeling low because of what she's doing and stuff. And with all the things that she got going on, she like did all this college stuff and then these other jobs that she done did. It's one of those things where I'm all like, no, she definitely would have heard my support. You know, I think she probably would have went onto the relationship advice subreddit page talking about my boyfriend is overly supportive and stuff. I'm like, this man never disagrees with anything that I do. Like, he disagrees with some things, but if I come to him, you know, telling him about some stuff, oh, he's like, this man, he's so supportive that I can't even argue with it and stuff. So yeah, but that's just crazy though, that just be in a relationship with somebody like that. But no, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you gotta break up with a person because they're never gonna have respect for you. So but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.